sky and your spirit is one with me. Your wings span the mighty ocean. Your eyes see everything. The slightest of your motions can make the continents ring. Yet in all your might and glory, you vanished from the skies, leaving just another story amidst millions of man-made lies. They tell of how you fell from the sky, your once proud beauty aflame, to vanish from your throne on high, leaving only a memory of your name. Rainbow bird, oh mighty phoenix, come once more into the eyes of man. From the ancient days of Atlantis, in centuries numbered 10 times 10 times 10.
Okay, no good, taking calls. I'm hearing. I don't know if is my sound okay? Okay. All right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the Free American Hour. I'm your host, Clay Douglas, publisher of the Free American News Magazine. And we're just trying to... trying to get hooked up here, trying to get connected. I'm in Phoenix today, broadcasting my cell phone from Phoenix with a truckload of Free American magazines. And I'm telling you, folks, they look good. Got Ron Paul on the back cover. Got Ron Paul on the front cover. But I'll probably get a little bit of flack for that cover, front cover. It says, the North American Union, the giant step toward one world government. Iraq veteran jailed and drugged on misdemeanor. Senate Bill 1959, homegrown terrorism criminalizes dissent. And George Bush on the left holding an Amero dollar. Would I lie to you? This is just a conspiracy coin. It ain't real. And on the other side of the page, Ron Paul for president. Impeach the one who sold out our country and elect the one man who will honor his oath. And I got plenty of magazines here in Phoenix. If you chip in and help on the trip, you can stack up them from me. Hey. I'll give you my cell number later.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and all the phone lines are open today. No guest booked today, but a word about the guest I had yesterday. I got some response on the chat room, and I think all of it was justified. You know, I don't want to put anybody down. Now, it takes money, and it takes a lot of guts, I guess, to run for president. I certainly admire Charles Collins. He didn't have the organizational abilities that Ron Paul does. But, I mean, you're a senator. You can certainly find that. And this Blake Ashby, Ashby 2008, you can check it out for yourself. Frankly, I haven't had the time to check him out in detail. And Grump said, what do you think about the election irregularities? You knew they were going to be there. They're going to play with that. We've known about Diebold and what it can do, how what the flaws are, and you know, we know who created it. I mean, we know that somebody out there created it to control our elections. And did you think they wouldn't use it? I don't think so. Now the but the guest yesterday, I had, right before him, the night before, I had him on. I was in a restaurant, and had tagged some truckers, put a stack of Free Americans up, old issue, put a stack of Free Americans up with the story about Border Patrol agents, and tagged to this trucker and made the mention. He said, well, about something about 9/11, I referred to it as an exaggerated case of Jewish lightning. And when he, well, you don't think it was terrorist, did it? And he threw the magazine down, never opened it, never looked at it, and walked out. All right, I'm good. I didn't say nothing. You know, it's kind of like, one of my friends told me, tell them, Clay, they don't help us, they won't donate, they won't chip in, they won't do anything, they won't help you distribute your magazine. Screw them. They're going to get the government they deserve. And while I can relate to that and identify with that, I just can't go along with it. I can't go along with it because I think there's people out there that are worth saving. But maybe not my guest yesterday. Hey, let him live. Stop that. They got a right to eat, too. Okay? Cool it. The my guess, well, there's no Jewish conspiracy. Well, let's see. There's been a Jewish conspiracy for 2,000 years. There's the ADL. There's the B'nai B'rith. There's Amos Masons that basically use the Kabbalah and the, you know, the mystical Tree of Life Hebrew mysticism to play their part in a one-world conspiracy. That's kind of like saying, well, George Bush is a good Christian man. I'm sure he's doing everything, and this is kind of what my guest said. I'm sure he's doing everything he can to, you know, with all the problems in the world, you know, he's doing what he has to do. He's passing these laws of the Disarmament Act to keep those dangerous, crazy veterans. Like Clay Douglas. I was in a, Clay tried to kill me. No, I didn't try to kill anybody. Have never tried to kill anybody. But if I wanted to kill somebody, I could darn sure do it. I've been trained to do it. I know how to do it. But you could have gave me a heart attack. I thought you were going to. No. Yeah. Try to reach somebody, try to shock somebody. And, matter of fact, hey, the same kind of crap happened today. I stopped at McDonald's. I ordered what I usually order. And the woman couldn't speak English, so they didn't get it right, and I didn't get my coffee. And the woman accused me of yelling at her. No, I'm not yelling at you. This is my voice. This is my voice. I'm not yelling at anybody. No. Like my ex-wife did, she would put earplugs in her ears when I'm talking just like this. Just like this. What an idiot. What an idiot. The woman, no, sir, don't yell at me. Don't come here. Well, I came again to get my coffee that she didn't give me. Told her, ma'am, I'm not yelling at anybody. This is my voice. Sorry about that, but this is my voice. I'm not yelling. But here, you know, so just so you know who's yelling at you, let me sign this copy for you. And I gave her a couple of copies of the Free America. Now, my guest yesterday and the trucker yesterday, they just don't want to know the truth. Well, that's not what they say. They've been demonized. It's kind of like women saying, listen, I saw it on television. It's okay for women to smoke. It's okay. But she never saw Freud's nephew, Bernays, in the background with the cigarette companies, working with cigarette companies, working with the television companies to convince Americans it's okay to smoke. Yeah, it may give you cancer, but what the heck, you're going to die anyway. That is propaganda, it's mind control. Yeah, Grump said Blake loves Israel too much to listen to the criticizers. I've had people who are Christian Zionists. Well, that's kind of a little oxymoron in terms like Judeo-Christianity. Which form of Judaism are you following? Are you a revived Christian like Lynn Horowitz? And you believe in Jesus, but you still shapeshift? Maybe it's not making a difference. But maybe, are you a Talmudic Jew, Israelite, that you believe Jesus was born in Hot Simon, some place, a special place in hell reserved for messiahs, I guess. And, Jews have been kicked out of every country, Spain, Italy, every country, Germany. I mean, they, at some point in time in history, 2,000 years ago, it was the Jews out there that were the money changers in the temple. They were working with the Romans. Maybe they were using the Romans. You know, there's two or three things I haven't been able to tell you, I say. I can't tell you if the government took over the mafia or if the mafia took over the government. I can't tell you if the press is controlled by the government or if the government is controlled by the press. It doesn't really matter. Now, not all press people are bad. Not all press people are intent on ruining the world, and I don't believe all Jews are either. You know, one of my listeners who listens every morning doesn't have anything constructive to say, doesn't have anything, but all she can do is be critical. Well, it's the Jews. The Jews are the problem. The Jews are the problem. No, I'm not going to lump all Jews as bad any more than I'm going to let the Jews lump all Arabs, all Muslims, as being bad or insane or killers. You know, I don't think all Jews are out there sacrificing young children. I don't believe that, and I'm not going to believe that. I do believe that we are in a spiritual war, and that there are good people and there are bad people. And there's an awful lot of good people pretending to be Christians, pretending to do what the Lord says, and being mean and spiteful and willing to, some of it just strikes me as being insane. I'll help you with this magazine, but I won't help you with the gas to go get it. That's insanity, as far as I'm concerned. And for my guest yesterday, Blake, to deny that there's an Israeli conspiracy. Look, Israel was formed. It was given to the Jews. Palestine was given to the Jews by Lord Balfour, who was obviously controlled by the Rothschild, by the Bank of England, and to deny that the Federal Reserve is a private bank? Oh, my God. Don't confuse me with facts. Don't confuse me. I've got my beliefs, and I'm not going to let you change it. I'm not going to let you change it. Don't confuse me with facts. We'll take your calls.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10. $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
You're we've got reports that the vote count, that people were able to even watch it change on the screen while they were standing there. And I've got the story in there about Billy Miller, the Iraqi vet that was arrested when he was going to try to get the police chief, and he was arrested and drugged. Let me put on the same crap that they fed me that kept me unconscious, that caused me, a person that's never been knocked out. I've had people walk up and punch me right in the face, on the cheek. I even woke up to have my see my for my ex-wife trying to beat me to death while I was asleep, and nobody's ever knocked me out. But I have no memory of 3 months in the hospital on Halcyon, Haldol, Valium, and morphine. I didn't mind the morphine much, but the Halcyon, Haldol, you can take it and shove it. And the attacks on me, the attacks on Billy Miller, that's happening too. Joe Saladino and Cajun Mike Mugovan of the Freedom and Privacy Committee were arrested early this morning on conspiracy charges around 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. IRS, CID agents, and sheriff's deputies came to Cajun Mike's home in Virginia and arrested him on conspiracy charges. About an hour later, IRS, CID agents, and sheriff deputy arrested Joe Saladino at his home. Not sure what state he lives. Possibly Idaho. The IRS did not say what conspiracy charges involved, but it'd be easy to assume the conspiracy charges are connected to Joe and Mike's involvement with helping people escape from being financially raped and brutalized by the IRS. Right now, Joe and Mike need affairs and financial support. I spoke to Cajun Mike's wife, Zena, this morning after Cajun was arrested. And she told me that the utility companies will begin to turn power off, water, phones in a matter of days if she cannot find the money. Well, I understand that because I'm in the exact same situation. And while I've got the magazines and those are paid for, there was not enough money included in those for me to get home on. And I've had a couple of people that I've never met, but they're subscribers that have chipped in a couple $100 to help me get home with the magazine. But unless I raise some more money, I'll lose my phones, I'll lose my property, I'll lose pretty much everything with 10,000 magazines. Well, I'm actually about 8,000 magazines in the back of my truck. Folks, that's the way they're going to go after us, just like they're going after Cajun Mike and Joe. We don't have any funds built up. And the person that's sending this out said, send this message out to your group. Do not reveal my name in association with Joe Saladino and Cajun Mike. I have ties with Cajun that could possibly drag me into the fire along with Cajun and Joe. And of course, that's what that's part of the rationale. You know, the security system ain't that good yet that they can track money sent by Walmart, sent by MoneyGram, sent by Western Union to Clay Douglas. Although they have done that. And they stopped it, but they didn't go after the people that sent it. Even that's not against the law yet. And by the way, every issue of this, I got 10,000 issues with Paul Ron Paul on the front and back cover. How about a little bit of help out there to distribute this? Buy some of the magazines. I've already paid for them. And call in. I'll talk to you on the air.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Started out down a dirty road. Started out all alone. And the sun went down
as a cry. Well, I've sitting here and suddenly lost my internet connection. I have no idea what's happening here, where it went. Suddenly I wasn't able to talk to anybody in the chat room. But back to my former guest. You know, to say, well, oh, Israel's not doing anything wrong. Oh, it's not a Jewish conspiracy. That's like saying, oh, Osama bin Laden, he wasn't a Bush partner. The bin Laden family, they might have been partners with the Bushes for 20 years in a number of countries. No, Clay, you're probably just way off base there. It's just amazing to me that people are so controlled. All Palestinians are terrorists, and all Muslims are bad people. All Jews are good people. It ain't working. It ain't happening. Okay, Terry, play some music. I'm about to get cut off here. I told people not to call in until I'm off the show. And this is a restricted number, so somebody did it just to interrupt my show here. Hello? Hello? This is just a sample of what's been going on. I get these calls all the time during my show. And about time I can handle that on four lines, on this line, it may interrupt, even if I don't answer the call. So my apologies for it. I will hang up on them and get right back on as quickly as I can. I gotta share this since I've been interrupted here. I gotta share this. We are in a war, folks. We are in a war. And I gotta tell you, I agree with this guy, Willie, that wrote into it. He said, I'm over 60, as I am, and the armed forces thinks I'm too old to track down terrorists. You can't be older than 42 to join the military. They've got the whole thing backwards. Instead of sending 18-year-olds off to fight, they ought to take us old guys. You shouldn't be able to join a military unit until you're at least 35. For starters, researchers say 18-year-olds think about sex every 10 seconds. Old guys only think about sex a couple of times a day, leaving us more than 28,000 additional seconds per day to concentrate on the enemy. Young guys haven't lived long enough to be cranky, and a cranky soldier is a dangerous soldier. My back hurts. I can't sleep. I'm tired and hungry. We are impatient and maybe letting us kill some a-holes that desperately deserve it will make us feel better and shut us up for a while. An 18-year-old doesn't even like to get up by 4 or 10 a.m. Old guys always get up early to pee, so what the hell? Besides, like I said, I'm tired and I can't sleep, and since I'm already up, I might as well be up killing some fanatical son of a gun. If captured, we couldn't spell the beans. We couldn't spill the beans because we'd forget where we put them. In fact, name, rank, and serial number would be a real brain teaser. And by the way, I never agree with you about that. I still remember mine, RA1861506. Boot camp would be easier for us old guys. We're used to getting screamed and yelled at. And we like soft food. We've also been developing an appreciation for guns. We've been using them for years as an excuse to get out of the house away from the screaming and yelling. They could lighten up the obstacle course. However, I've been in combat and didn't see a single 20-foot wall with a rope hanging over the side, nor did I ever do push-ups after completing basic training. I can still hear the drill sergeant now. Get out and give me one. Actually, the running part is kind of a waste of energy, too. I've never seen anyone outrun a bullet. An 18-year-old has a whole world ahead of him. He's still learning to shave, to start up a conversation with a pretty girl. He hasn't yet figured out that a baseball cap has a brim to shade his eyes, not the back of his head. These are great reasons to keep our kids at home, to learn a little bit more about life before sending them off into harm's way. Let us old guys crack in those dirty rotten cowards who attacked us on September 11th. Yeah, send me into Larry Silverstein's office. Yeah, I'd love that. The last thing an enemy would want to see right now is a couple of million pissed-off old farts with attitudes and automatic weapons who don't know that their best years are already behind them. And if nothing else, put us on the border and we will have it secured the first night. If you email me, I'll send you that to share with your senior friends. It's purposely in big type so they can read it. All right. Am I, let me see. Nope. Still not on the channel. I was on here when I got here, and then suddenly it got cut off. So I will take your calls if you want to call me here at 800-313-9443. Sorry about the chat room. Just can't do it. Getting back to my guest again. You know, we buy into the fact, most Americans bought into the fact that, hey, we got attacked by those nasty old Arabs, those nasty old Muslims. We just bought right into that, didn't we? What a trip. We would buy into that. But we can't accept that maybe the folks that killed Jesus, that murdered their own people, Masada. Don't believe that was the Romans. They poisoned their own people. That sacrificed 6 million of their own people. And Nazi Germany. Remember, there were two flags allowed before the Rothschild flag, which has become since the flag of their little Jewish enclave that they set up and forced the Jews into. It's called Israel. They did that. They set up the central bank. They set up the Federal Reserve Bank after Thomas Jefferson, after Andrew Jackson, after even Abraham Lincoln, though he wasn't right, he was manipulated very badly, too, to go to war with his own people. The South wanted to secede. Let them. We could still be friends, couldn't we? The not to see this, not to see that Israel taking billions of dollars, that the Federal Reserve billions of dollars, is simply insanity. All right, we got another call coming in here. I'll never do that again. I'll put out a cell phone number again. Stay with me, play some music, and we'll be right back to you. Hello? Hello? Who's calling? I'm going to ask you not to do this while I'm on the line, you idiots.
Your website last night, so he's familiar a little bit with you.
At what time is he coming on?
The next hour. He'll be on, you know, call on right about...
In about 12 minutes.
Minute.
Okay. All right, well, listen, I appreciate that. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. A little bit of a virus, but getting over with it.
All right, the patches did not come in as of yesterday.
They did not come as of yesterday?
As of yesterday, they weren't in.
Okay, so they may come today. I'll check with them as soon as they open up the company and see what the status is.
All right, I appreciate it.
Okay.
Well, let me know. We got to take a break here, and when we come back on, the doc will be on, possibly. We got about 10 minutes here. Thanks.
Great. Hey, yeah, so have fun with...
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Walk a pretty fine line here. I don't want to talk bad about anybody because of their birthplace, what religion they were brought up in. What we've got is freedom of speech. So we can stop it. We can listen to other points of view. We can listen to if you want to follow Christianity, more power. I think Jesus was right on in his teachings. And I think Jesus was the first, I think he was the first rebel. What? I think he was the first rebel to solve the problem of what do we do? How do we fight evil without becoming evil? And if you want to disagree, if you want to disagree with his teachings, and if you want to believe that he never existed and they're just referring to the Son, you can go ahead and say that belief, and you can believe that if you want. You know, if I've listened to George Carlin, and I happen to think George Carlin may have it right, especially talking about the churches. And they're there for control of the people. And, but to deny that maybe there's a group, an organization out there like the ADL that demonizes patriots, that wants to move us into a homogenous society, that wants that, and the fact is they will welcome, and they will certainly welcome everything, anyone who no matter what their background is, where they're from, what their values are, yeah, they want to open up open up America to them. And the fact is that it that people like the ADL, like Southern Poverty Law, are behind this and are behind the attacks on Americans or people like me that are standing up and going, wait a minute, that doesn't necessarily have to be true. This might be true. And I'm not doubting historical evidence. I'm examining all the facts, all the aspects. I'm not saying all doctors are bad, but they've killed more people than guns. We got to take a break. We'll be right back with Dr. H, hopefully, he'll be on. And maybe I'll even learn how to pronounce that name. We can hope.
With recent